Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Glory, God. is there somebody out there today that has a reason to give God some praise? Amen. Not only did he wake you up this morning, not only did he start you on your path, not only did he see you from one end to the other, but hasn't God just been good all the time? Amen. So we should give him the praise at all times. Amen. So I know this is the beginning of a new conference year, and even like last conference year and the year before that, amen, I said it all the time that we ought to give God the praise regardless to what's going on. So because we are in a new conference year, and glory be to God, I am here to let you know that we're going to still give God the praise just as if it was last year, just as if it was next year, regardless to what's going on. We are here to give him that praise. So I am just happy. I am excited. I am elated. I am everything that you can think of because God has been so good to me. Now, if I'm not alone in this Holy Ghost party, amen, I would like for my team or somebody to give me some help in here. Am I the only one that's going to give God the praise on this Sunday morning? God has been good to us, amen. We are here. We
Hallelujah.
Are live. Amen. None of us are sick. Amen. We are not laying in our beds. Amen. We don't need nobody to pull us out of bed. We are here. We are healthy. Give God some praise simply
Thank
for
you,
that.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah to your name.
Oh,
He's been too
Jesus.
Good to us.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
He's been too good to you. I'm not going to hold us up. Amen. I would ask Brother Tony, the good Brother Tony Spencer, bless us with a song.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone this beautiful Sunday morning. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. His name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Now I have Minister Kyle Garrett for the affirmation of faith.
Glory, hallelujah. Let us unite together in the Christian faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Defecation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, the Father of Jesus the Christ, we are thankful and grateful for the privilege to call upon your holy and righteous name. We confess that we are not worthy of all of your goodness, for we have sinned, thinking, willing, and acting evil in your sight. But you have permitted us one more chance to pray. Forgive us for all our sins. Wash us and make us clean through the blood of your darling Son, Jesus. And Lord, please come now and be here with us. Make us consider your presence and let us rejoice in it. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our scripture this morning will be coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning at verse 41. And it reads, "The religious leaders replied, 'He will put the wicked men to a horrible death and lease the vineyard to the others who will give him his share of the crop after each harvest.' Then Jesus asked them, 'Didn't you ever read this in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation that will produce the proper fruit. Anyone who stumbles over that stone will be broken into pieces, and it will crush anyone it falls on.' When the leading priests and Pharisees heard this parable, they realized he was telling the story against them. They were the wicked farmers. They wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowds who considered Jesus to be a prophet." I've read Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 41 through 46, the word of God for the people of God, and we all say thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Just a few announcements. Amen. We are back. Amen. We had the start of our new conference year. Praise God. From on high, I have been reassigned back to Fuse Memorial. Amen. For one more year. Amen. God is good. God is good. God is good. I expect some wonderful things this year. God is going to move on our behalf. Amen. With that being said, we will be back in our sanctuary on this coming Wednesday at 7:30, amen, for our Wednesday night worship service. Please come out and join us. Amen. I promise you will have a Holy Ghost filled time. Amen. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. That is Fuse Memorial. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Again, come in and celebrate with us, amen, the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Also, amen, I would like to announce and to all of you the newly ordained Reverend Roslyn Thomas, amen. You guys used to hear me refer to her as Minister Roslyn, amen, but she has been ordained, and she is now Reverend Roslyn Thomas. Reverend Roslyn, you have a word you would like to say to the people?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I just like to thank everybody because God is so good. To God be the glory. And what God has for you, it is for you. And I just ask God to be with me as I serve in this capacity as Reverend. And I thank you all for your prayers. I thank you for your words of encouragement. I thank you for just being there. And I'd like to thank my pastor for just being who he is. And seeing what he saw in me to go higher in the Lord. And I plan to go higher in his word and stay steadfast in serving God's people and doing his will and his way. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. And God be with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is moving, amen, and it is a true, true blessing. Amen. But continue, please, to stay safe, amen. We got past COVID-19, amen, and now there's a new variant, a Delta variant that's out, and it is more dangerous than what we previously had to deal with. So please keep your mask on. Please sanitize. Please stay 6 feet away from each other. Right now, amen, we're still in the beginning stages of this Delta variant, but we will continue to move forward, amen. I am praying that God will bless you, and I'm also praying that God would eliminate this virus from this earth. Amen, amen, and amen. Those, that concludes my announcements for this week, amen. Please, like I said, come and visit us on Wednesday. The minister, Lisa Green, will be bringing the word, amen. So I'm excited, and I'm happy, and I'm looking forward to hearing what God has to say through this wonderful and powerful preacher. Amen. With that being said, Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir, with another song, Doc? Bless us, Doc.
God bless. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose this power. I'm going to say that again. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose this power. Oh, it reaches to the high mountain. Yes, it does. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Yes, it does. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Yes, it does. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Please pray with me. Eternal Father, my God, my King, my everything, I thank you for blessing me. Thank you for honoring me. I thank you, Father, for all that you do. I give you all the glory and the praise that you so rightfully deserve. And Lord, I decrease so that you may increase more of you, less of me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with the 42nd verse. And it reads, "And Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Now when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes because they took him as a prophet." May God continue to bless the reading of his holy words. For our subject today, what's in your toolbox? The book of Matthew or the gospel according to Matthew paints a great picture to the readers and about the life and the times of Jesus Christ. And as this is the first book of the New Testament to give illustration of his greatness, this particular scripture teaches us that Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the high priests and those around in parables. If you will allow me for just a moment to explain to you what a parable is the truth alongside a story. So thus, Jesus was at that time teaching the people the truth alongside a story. Amen. And because this gives great illustration, amen, it teaches those who believe in his saving grace that Jesus is not through with us yet. As Jesus was talking to those who were considered to be the religious leaders, he spoke to them about the stone and the builders and how the rejection of the stone has created a transformation for the stone, and now the stone is the chief cornerstone of it all. If I can just for a moment speak about the stone, it is said that the cornerstone of any building is the strongest of all stones, and that if one tries to build without having a cornerstone in place, that the whole building would fall down. If it is also said that before modern technology, that there was nothing more important in the toolbox of a builder than the cornerstone. So my question to you is, what is in your toolbox? As we are builders of faith, amen, as we are those who produce our faith, amen, and we allow people to learn from us so that they will produce a faith, that means that we are the builders that God has, that Jesus has left behind. So every builder must have a toolbox. So again, what is in your toolbox? As Jesus spoke, he quoted Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23. This scripture is usually spoken during the time of Passover. And although all around Jesus rejected his authority, they rejected his love, and up to now they rejected his messianic role, it was God who made him king over it all. It was God, the Father, who sits high but looks low, and who saw the need of a sacrifice. A need of a man whose blood was not that of a normal man's blood, but his blood had the pure had to be pure. It had to be strong, and it had to be full of the saving, sanctifying, Holy Ghost-filled power. Jeremiah 50:34 states that the Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will vigorously plead their case so that he may bring rest to the earth, but turmoil to the inhabitants of Babylon. He knew that even though the builders would reject that stone, that God would take that stone, that God would dust it off, shape it up, and cut the sides off, chiseled it just right. And I always say that God has a funny sense of humor. He used the same stone to hold up this world. Jesus became the chief cornerstone. Oh, don't you remember that the people and the leaders said that this can't be him? Isn't this Joseph's son? Isn't this the son of a carpenter? It is by the power of God that he can take one thing that nobody wants, nobody desires, and make it the one thing that can save your life. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said, it is only by the power of God that he can take the one thing that nobody wants, that nobody desires, and make it that one thing that can save your life. When I look in my toolbox, the first thing that I grab out is this, my Jesus, that stone who is what I need, and I need it to be everything around me. You know, when my legs get a little weak, that stone can represent a chair for me to sit down and rest these old weary legs. It can be a sword when I must defend myself, and a shield when the arrow starts to fly my way. Isaiah 12:22 states that surely God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. I'm going to let somebody know right now that it is all about the chief cornerstone. It is the chief cornerstone that made all of this possible. When the whole world was sinking down, Jesus... Whew. It was Jesus that made it all right. But what say you, church? I thank God for my Jesus. He is the cornerstone of my faith. He holds my life, my ministry, in the palms of his hands. And I thank God for his blood. And it was through his blood that I was able to see that he was the chief cornerstone. You see, you won't be able to see what's in your toolbox unless you have the blood of Jesus on your life. The religious people, the religious leaders fooled the people. They fooled the temple workers. But they could not fool my Jesus. And as these men tried to arrest him, God made a table for Jesus in the presence of his enemy. They were afraid because they knew that those around them knew who he was. And because they knew who he was, they knew that if they tried to arrest him, that people would rally up against him. Well, that he was a prophet. But he was so much more. He wasn't just one that spoke a word of God. My Jesus is God in the flesh. The precious stone. That flower that grew in the midst of concrete. The apple of God's eye. The one who stretched out his arms across the bridge and allowed those to walk back to God. I am not just talking. I'm here to let somebody know that Jesus is the cornerstone, that Jesus is that chief cornerstone, that he is in your toolbox, that I urge you not to reject what Jesus has for you. It is through his hands that you will be able to be successful, that you will be blessed, that you will make it to the end. And how do I know? My Jesus can make a way out of no way. I don't care what is said, what is done, and how it's done. I have seen my Jesus come in and bless a situation that nobody thought would be blessed. That I've seen my Jesus come in and turn some things around that nobody could turn around. I've seen my Jesus come in and mend some hearts that nobody could reach. I've seen my Jesus come in and tame the most savage of beasts. I've seen my Jesus come in. Whew. I've seen him come in and fix that which was broken. You see, too many times, we lose track of who he really is. It is by his blood that we are glued together. We are anchored to Jesus because of his blood. Jesus knew that only he could do it. God knew by sending his most precious son to be the anchor of the world. God knew that only Jesus could do it. And Jesus wanted them to understand that though you may reject me, though you may crucify me, though you may not see my saving power, there is a remnant of a nation that will give me the praise, that will bear the fruits, that will hold up my name, that will hold up the bloodstained banner, that will preach Christ, that will preach the crucified Messiah, that will tell this dying world that Jesus is real, that will tell this dying world that the Messiah came through... That the Messiah came through the Virgin Mary, and he was born to this world. He lived in this world, and he died trying to save this world. I'm going to let somebody know right now that the chief cornerstone is my Jesus, and because he is my Jesus, everything, not something, not most things, but all things, everything, will be all right. I'm here to let somebody know you may be going through something right now, but all you got to do is open up that toolbox and pull out that stone that's sitting right there and hide that stone in your heart, amen, and I promise you that Jesus will fix everything around you. Jesus will fix
fix your situations, Jesus will turn your frown upside down and you will begin to smile because you know that you have the saving power of Jesus on your life. You see, you don't got to worry about what's in nobody else's toolbox. I'm telling you to look into your own toolbox. If you are a builder of faith, if you are one that call on Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, he is your chief cornerstone. And when this old temple of a body gets weary, when this old temple of a body, and even when this old temple of a body dies out, I am assured that my Jesus will be there to meet me and to lift me back up. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did y'all? The cornerstone lifts up that heavy end, amen. So I'm here to let somebody know that when I die, when this temple dies, that my Jesus will be there to lift me up and take me on high. What's in? You see, I don't care if I am before friends or enemies. I shall remain to tell this world that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Thank you, Jesus, for being in my toolbox. Though there is a plier in it, though I see a hammer, and though there are some nails, there's nothing stronger than the cornerstone. My Jesus has weathered the storm, shown himself to be the humble one of Israel. 1 Peter 5:10 states, "And the God of all grace who called you into eternal glory in Christ after you have endured, he shall restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." And when they thought that they could break his body, he didn't utter a single word. He was nailed to the tree, suffered and died as the stone, but arose 3 days later as the chief cornerstone. No builder could reject him. He is and shall remain to be my Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Whew. Reverend Patricia, will you please open up the door of the church?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. The doors of the church is open. Now is the time to give back to the Lord, the one that gives so much to us. The Lord says to us, "Come as you are. I will lead you. The doors of the church are open. Come, be a disciple of the Almighty." Good morning, saints. Good morning, saints.
Well, as we are preparing now for our communion ritual, amen, we should now have the prayer of humble access by Reverend Rosalind Thomas.
Good morning, saints. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same, Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen and amen.
Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for thy tender mercy, they give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this, as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, and you may eat it. The wine, it represents the blood that was shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Will you take it and will you drink it together? Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you wherever you may go, telling this dying world about a living Savior named Jesus. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. That's Sister Lisa with the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are starting off, amen, this year right. Amen. Right and in order. But always remember to check your toolbox. Amen. On behalf of Fuse Memorial, and the members and the ministerial staff, I want to give honor and praise to the HubNet Online Network. Amen. Thank you, Brother Hakim. Blessings to you. Blessings to Miss Michelle. Amen, Sister Michelle. My sister, amen. God bless you. You know we love you, Doc.
We appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. I'm on my way to do double duty, amen. I was asked by my presiding elder if I would preach for him at his church in Flint, amen. So, amen, I would ask you all to please pray my strength because y'all know how I get down, amen. So we know that the Lord is going to move, amen. He moving from Detroit to River Rouge all the way to Flint, amen. And I'm just happy to be on that Holy Ghost ride with him, amen. So may God continue to bless you and keep you, amen. And until we are in each other's presence one more time, until that day, God will hold you, uplift you, and carry you. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We are signing off.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Worthy of all the glory, worthy of